Afternoon. I'm Brother Keith Muhammad, standing here on behalf of the Oakland Town Hall Gathering, the Muhammad Mosque, members of the community, both faith and political, who are gravely concerned over recent developments that have been given since the murder of Oscar Grant. Of course, we know on January the 1st, 2009, BART police officer Johannes Mezely, right upstairs from here, responded to a call here at the Fruitvale BART station where he found BART officer Tony Peroni and others detaining, demeaning, aggressing, and assaulting Oscar Grant and his friends. Within minutes of his arrival and seconds from his hearing, officer Tony Peroni hurled racially charged epithets at Oscar Grant and his friends. Within moments of that conflict, Oscar Grant was killed on the platform by Johannes Mezely. Oscar Grant himself, an unarmed father, son, and citizen of this area and country. The recent so-called partial settlement with the mother of Oscar's child did not settle at all. In fact, reports in the media and BART's attorneys have been extremely unsettling. By definition, either a matter is settled or it is not. The BART board, in its rush to settlement, has voted to approve an incomplete deal. Why this sudden rush to settle? Who benefits by this rush? The rush to settle may please BART. The rush to settle may please others, but BART has been on a public relations blitz since January of 2009. It seems pleasing to Johannes Mezely and his attorney that this settlement has been partially resolved, who, regardless of judge-imposed gag orders, have publicly expressed agreement with this settlement. It may please all of those hired who may gain financial benefit in the process of settlement, but this rush is not pleasing for those who demand justice. The murder of Oscar Grant is not settled. His mother, Wanda Johnson, standing by my side, her brother and Oscar's uncle, Cephas Johnson, have a $50 million lawsuit against BART that is clearly not settled. We want to encourage the attorney who is pursuing the case to continue his effort, that we stand in fighting for justice in this case. We stand to push all of those involved in securing justice in the matter of the slaying of Oscar Grant. The so-called settlement is unsettling because BART officials and attorneys have made conscious efforts to drive down any settlement demands by demeaning Oscar Grant and his friends who were witness to his murder. Attorney Burris, in his statements last week, referenced the infamous Dred Scott case where Supreme Court Judge Taney declared that a black man has no rights that any white man is bound to respect. Burris declared that black men have rights where he came from. In fact, we do have rights, but these are rights that have never been given. We have fought for every right that we claim to have in America today. Yes, sir. Frederick Douglass was right in declaring that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. What rights do Oscar Grant and his friends have now? What rights did Johannes Mezely and Anthony Peroni rob Oscar Grant and his friends of? Oscar Grant's life was lost. His child is without her father. His mother is without her son. His sister is without her brother. His friends lost the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, made to fight media scrutiny in its aftermath, and are now enduring post-traumatic stresses after witnessing the murder of their friend. These lost rights are worth fighting for. We stand in helping Mr. Burris to fight to ensure that no system of laws will ever again declare that a black man, that a poor man, has no rights that law enforcement is bound to respect. It is unsettling to watch media reports that BART will fight vigorously any additional attempts at settlement, and before the ink has dried on the prior settlement, that it would leak evidence and information from private negotiations and misrepresent witness statements made in the public genre. To be clear, Oscar Grant and his friends are not on trial. Johannes Mezeli and BART are.
Yes.
We will not stand by and watch BART officials work to derail the righteous demands for justice made by the Grant family and community as they seek to drive down any attempts to seek reasonable settlement in this matter. Not only is Mezeli on trial, but through this case, so too is the justice system. Will this system defend the rights of the black? Will this system defend the rights of the brown? Will this system defend the rights of the poor who have been voiceless in a system that too often persecutes and prosecutes urban males for crimes that we have not even been accused of? I heard Anthony Peroni declare in testimony that if Oscar Grant and his friends, if Oscar had not been killed, that he would not have even taken down his name. Simply a sign that racial profiling fueled the efforts of BART police on the night of January the 1st, 2009. Judges, prosecutors, attorneys, and the media are all under the watchful eye of the community that will only be satisfied by justice. The recent partial settlement has not settled the case. The murder of Oscar Grant demands justice, not partial settlements that leave a mother in pain and in search of justice. Standing with me, the uncle of Oscar Grant, brother of Wanda Johnson Cephas Johnson.
I'm speaking on behalf of my sister and our family. We want the public to be clear that there's no separation concerning what BART has alleged to be statements from the young man on the platform. We have started this journey together, and we as a family and our extended family will continue this journey together. We wanted to be clear to everyone that John is our attorney and that his decisions are based on what he knows as an attorney. And we stand behind him, and as you can see, the community stands behind him and us as a family to seek justice for Oscar.
Can we get your names, please?
Keith Muhammad.
Cephas Johnson.
Next we have with us the father of two of the young men who were on the platform with Oscar that evening. Those young men that have been traumatized by witnessing in close range the murder of their dear friend. And they are blessed to have a father that is engaged and is involved in their lives on a daily and consistent basis. This is their father, Jack Bryson.
First and foremost, I'd just like to say that the young men are on trial for murder. It's Johannes Mezeli that's on trial for murder. And last week, just watching the news, it was kind of disturbing how you guys are focused, how the media is just focusing on these young men when you're not. I have not seen the media do one special on Tony Peroni.
That's right.
Who initiated this murder and escalated this murder. You have not done one special on Tony Peroni, who was involved in this hate crime, because before Oscar Grant was murdered, he was called an N-word 3 times and he was killed. And you guys aren't even giving that attention. You're giving the witnesses, these young men, you're running their faces through the news like they did the murder. And then you're saying Johannes Mezeli is a modern police officer. The media saying, they're saying he's a modern police officer. He was the calmest one on the platform. He didn't use no cuss words. He didn't assault nobody. If Johannes Mezeli did all that, then why is Oscar Grant dead?
That's it.
Next we have former city council person in the city of Oakland, great elected official and politician and advocate, Wilson Riles Jr.
The case is not settled. The justice system, the court system, ought to strike out the word justice, because this has not been about justice. The jurisprudence system that we live under came out of the Roman slavery system, and the Roman slavery aspects are still in the justice system, where a black man's life is not worth the same as a Caucasian person's life. We look at what's happened around the case of the settlement. If you compare a 17-year-old black man with what the jurisprudence system would value a 17-year-old Caucasian man, the black man's life is devalued. That's not justice and will never be justice. And we need to push the justice system to change to include justice for black folks. We ought to actually be paying black men's lives more than we pay for Caucasians' lives to repair the slavery and the oppression that has been visited upon them that put them in a place where they don't have equal opportunities.
I'm here. My name is Tony Coleman. I'm with One Fan Bikes for Life. I'm here to say this is the 10-year anniversary of Prop 21.
Come on.
And today is still the same criminalization of young people going on today, and even more so that they executing them. 10 years ago, we started a young movement here, a youth movement led by young people with women at the center, and it was building strong to fight against the criminalization of young people. And due to nonprofits, due to all this bureaucracy and everything, you give a couple people some money, and it's 10 years later, we're in worse conditions. We're in worse conditions today than we were 10 years ago. I'm calling to all the young people, this is your fight. This is your fight. He was killed on videotape. You have to organize. People have to come together, and it's young people. It's your fight. You have to come and join this fight. Don't rely on a few committed folks. Thank God we have the mosque, we have the nation, and we have these churches, Olivet Baptist Church, that's been standing strong. But we need you young people. We need you young people to organize and come out. And don't rely on the system to get your justice. All right? Organize, yep. Organize, organize.
Right.
Yeah.
Finally, we have Rachel Jackson.
From the New Year's Movement.
I'm from the New Year's Movement for Justice, RACHELJACKSON. I'm also with the Oakland Coalition for Justice for Oscar Grant, and also here on behalf of our colleagues and comrades in Los Angeles, because in Los Angeles we have a growing coalition.
That's right.
As well. And what started as this catastrophe here at this BART station is now turning into a statewide movement against police brutality.
That's right.
And where all over the state people are saying, I am Oscar Grant. What BART has just done by turning the attack on the rest of the young men, BART now is going to end up in a situation where you're going to have hundreds and thousands of people saying, I am Nigel Bryson.
That's right.
I am Jackie Bryson. I am Michael Greer. I am Carlos Reyes. And I'm June Anisette. That is what BART is going to end up with. BART is pouring gasoline on a fire here. And we're here today to stand with people, with the family, with the community, with Wanda, with Sophina, Tatiana, to say also that we are all of the family, and we are Bobby, we are Jack Bryson, and we're gonna stand with the family until the end. It's a tragedy that we are here again, and the young people are being victimized again. It is bad enough that they had to be up on this platform and not only be assaulted by Tony Peroni, by Marcel Dominici, and murdered by Johannes Messerli and the other police officers, but BART still has them on the payroll. BART is paying Tony Peroni and Marcel Dominici $100,000 a year for what they did, and there's still been no justice. Not only were the young men harmed, they were assaulted. They had had tasers pointed in their faces unnecessarily. They did nothing to resist. They did nothing. They were sitting down. So when Bark's attorney talks about, well, we're not going to settle and we're not going to even consider their case because of the contributing circumstances, their contributing circumstances were, if you took five of these young men here and sat them down on the ground, tell me how they would be contributing to a murder. Johannes Messerly pulled that trigger, and he was going to pull that trigger regardless. Those young men were sitting on the ground. There was no contributing thing that they could possibly have done. And we're calling on folks to come out tomorrow to the BART board meeting at 9 a.m. to voice our concerns to BART and to put BART on notice, because like I said, BART has thrown gasoline on a fire. What was I Am Oscar Grant is now I Am Nigel Bryson. I Am Jackie Bryson. I Am Michael Greer. I Am Carlos Reyes. And I Am June Anisette. So join us tomorrow at BART and at every other opportunity that we have to come out and to stand with this family and to stand with the community and all victims of police abuse.
Yes.
Thank you.
$1.5 million, right? Is that correct?
As we understand it, right, at this point.
So, are you saying that somehow that settlement is driving down what...
Attorney Burris, in his statements on last Friday, declared that because of the improprieties that appear to come from BART and its attorneys, leaking information out of private negotiations, in his words, that settlement may be tanked.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.